A couple of years ago, I was at a golf course, and I saw a sign that said, marshals needed. So I left my name and telephone number, and a few weeks went by. I get a phone call from the head pro, Mr. Darrell. He said, I understand you want to be a marshal. And I said, yes, sir, if you don't mind. So it entails one day a week work, but the perks you get out of it is all the golf we can play, all the range balls that we can hit. So, it's got a few perks to it. Well, during that course of the past 2 years, I ran into a gentleman. He is also a marshal at Charlie Yates. And we found out, and that's a small world, that we had something in common. And that was, we are both in AA. We are both recovering. And with further ado, I'd like to introduce our tonight's speaker, Mr. Albert.
My name is Albert, and I'm an alcoholic. First, I'd like to give praise and thanks to God for bringing me from the life of the dead back into the life of the living. And let you know, Ted, you and Jan, how much I appreciate for inviting me here. And let you guys know how much I appreciate you, because it's only through you that I really learn. You know, I understand that you don't know me. A lot of, faces I've seen, a few faces before, but most of you I don't know. So I always like to have an icebreaker. It's this joke about the Kern and the Wildcat. Anybody else know the joke about the Kern and the Wildcat? How about in the back here? You know the joke about the Kern and the Wildcat? Well, I want to let you know I don't either. So I'm not here to let you know that I know everything. I'm just here to share my experience, strength, and hope. I was born in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a Grady baby. My mother, my daddy, my daddy was alcoholic. His daddy was alcoholic. My mother's daddy was alcoholic. And my mother has another addiction. She likes to gamble. Matter of fact, she gambles today. Matter of fact, she's going to play bingo right now. But she's a good lady. She did the best she could. And I appreciate that. But under my circumstance, coming up, and I have to say this, a lot of time I didn't want to be me. I used to sit around and say, why wasn't I white? Because, at that time, I thought all white folk were rich. I really did. I thought all white folk were millionaires, bought their little kids everything that they needed, because I wasn't getting the things that I needed. So, before I go any further to let what I've learned from you guys, and mostly from my sponsor, is that a bird don't try to fly, it flies. Fish don't try to swim, it swims. Because that's the nature of the fish and the bird. My nature is that I'm a creator. If I don't like something by myself, I can create something. See? So I created myself as being a bully. Going around elementary school, terrorizing other little kids. That's what I did. As I became older, I saw a guy wearing his hat to the right, I wore mine to the left. And you know I developed this style, you know the walk. How you practice in the mirror on making faces. You know how to look mean. You know? But see, I didn't want to be no alcoholic. I didn't want to be like my daddy and my granddaddy. See, I didn't want that. See, I just wanted to be a bully. So that's what I did. Until I became a senior in high school. And the guys that are from my neighborhood were either in juveniles, they could no longer attend the school. So I started running with these guys, you know, that was what we call players. You know, they wore their Barcelonas, and, you know, they skin boots and you know, and they used to drink. So I tried. But it was something about it. They could drink and stop. I always got drunk. All of a sudden, my grades began to fail. You know? Didn't get along with the teachers anymore. But I still was able to graduate. You know, senior year, I already had enough units to move on. All of a sudden, Vietnam, bam! Can you imagine being in Vietnam, drum bopping everywhere, and you loaded? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being there 14 months loaded? And sure, I got hit over there. I also was in a helicopter crash. But I survived. Wasn't my time. I get out, get married, have two beautiful kids. My son's a school teacher now at Cedar Grove. My daughter's airline steward for Airtran. But one thing I always did, I told him the truth. Your daddy is an alcoholic. I used to jump on their mama, just like I seen my stepdaddy jump on my mama. What I seen, I learned. What I learned, I practiced. And what I practiced, I became. See? Got a job at the post office. Lasted about 10 years. Till the drinking got worse and worse and worse. Hey. I had this bright idea, okay, I'm gonna play my way out of this. You know, get the doctor excuse, you know, I got the Vietnam profile. You know, I can go on disability. See? That brilliant idea. And all of a sudden, I get arrested for assault. They send me down the road. See? Send me down the road. While I'm down the road, some people come in from AA and they talk to me. You know, I attended meetings. When I got out, I'm going to go the narrow way. After 13 treatment centers, I decided I'm going to do this thing the right way. I was going in treatment centers, teaching. I went inside prisons, teaching. I went across the country. They used to pay me to talk and teach. My wife had divorced me. I got material things, a lot of material things. Okay? 14 years, I didn't take a drink. I didn't put a cigarette to my mouth. 14 years. Remember now, I'm a creator. See? I had created this person who finally got on a clientele where I needed more. So I stopped going to meetings. I got a second job. Then I got a job on Saturdays working with troubled youth. Right? Then that whisper, you could just take one. See? You could just take one. When I was out one night, bawling, and had been with these particular ladies for about 2 or 3 months, watching them drink. And all of a sudden, some say, you can just have one. I took that one. I woke up in the VA hospital. I was 105 pounds. Afro, beard. I could turn sideways and do like this and look just like a bush. I mean, whew. I just wanted one. See? That's all. All these years I've been running around this place trying to kill myself or trying to get somebody else to kill me. It's a step that I didn't do. It said, turn your will over to the care of God. I refuse to take that step. See, I prayed this morning. I prayed that if I don't have anything good to say about somebody, I won't say it. See, some good or getting with somebody, we talk about you. See, because while I'm busy looking at you, I cannot see who? Me. This program has gave me the insight that I can recreate myself again. Except the right way. If I'm willing. See, I have to be honest. Something I don't want to let go. You know, I heard this guy, I wanted to hear him. He talked about, he was trying to get his spirituality. He went on this cliff and looked off. He messed around and slipped and he fell. So he grabbed hold to the limb. And he tried to pull himself up. And the more he tried to pull, the more the limb broke. So he looked down, then he looked up. And he said, God, please help me. And he said, a voice came to him and said, son, let go. Let go. So he looked down again. It was 7,000 foot drop. So he said, nah, I can't let go. So he tried to pull himself up again, and it really broke. So he reached way down. He said, God, please help me. God says, let go. Let go. And he looked back up there again. He said, God, is anybody else up there with you?
Because he was going to hold on. you know how we hold on. No, it ain't good. But it's just hold on. See? Because it became familiar to me. That familiar pain. See? Blaming my mama, my daddy, my race for my situation. I'm an average creation. See? That's what this program has given me. That insight, that everything that ever happened to me, I created. All good came from God. All wrong came from my own hands. I created. I knew I couldn't take a drink. I can look at my daddy and my granddaddy, my mama, daddy. The drama. I mean, it was drama all the time in my house. Drama all the time. And if you follow when I did my inventory throughout my life, it always been drama. And who created the drama? Albert created that drama. I ain't brought it on my kids. Then I want to blame somebody else. Ain't working no spirits. Have I forgot about spiritual principles? You know when you're a little kid and you get into it with another kid, next 2 or 3 minutes you're playing a game. But you know the older you get, the longer you hold that. No, I ain't spoke to a sister in 5 years. I ain't spoke to her in 5 years because I'm holding on. Won't let go. See? Yeah, I still think about drinking. Still cross my mind. But like they said, thank you for sharing. Because I know if I take that drink, when I woke up in that VA hospital, 105 pounds, it can get worse. My experience has shown me it can get worse. Some of us have to die for others to live. That's why I'm so glad with this program. Those spiritual principles, it helped me to be honest with myself. I don't have to be honest with you. See, I can just tell you the truth. See? But I'm being dishonest with myself. I can tell you the truth. Look, I ain't cheated on my wife. This is the second wife. But I thought about it. That's honest. Because I can get so holy or spiritual that I can't even come in the room and share with you guys what's really on my mind. See, my mind goes some places. Real scared. But you guys told me it's all right now. Keep coming back. See? My family wouldn't even hug me. Man, I smelled all of these guys. They wouldn't even hug me. You know? But you all did. You all told me to keep. We're going to love you till you love yourself. See, that's what I owe you all. That's what I'm indebted to. And that's what I'm planning on spending my rest of my life doing. Is giving to them what was freely given to me. My life. See, I don't have to do that. You all taught me how to love myself. And it's all right with the mom and daddy that I had. They did the best they could. See? They did the best they could. I am who I'm supposed to be. And that's all right. I don't have to walk like this. I don't have to get that mean look. You know? Be looking in, I tell you, I kill. I ain't gonna kill none but somebody in nature. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no killer. I'm telling you the truth. You know, but that's what I create. I created that. See? Because I thought I was missing something. So I created this false human being, this false nature. Because that's who I am. I'm a creator by nature. That's my birthright. But I created this ugly picture. See? I've been clean now for 5 years. But it's a beautiful picture. Except I have an ugly hand. See? See, if I keep coming every day, I'm going to find somebody to help me draw a different hand. That's why it's so good when somebody share their experience, strength, and hope. You know, I go sometimes, I hear people say, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. You need to do this, and you need to do that. I immediately shut down. I don't know why. But all the time I used to speak, whenever I didn't say us or we, when I used the you word, the audience stopped paying me any attention. It must be in my gene or something. Cause usually when somebody say you, they talking about me. Saying that they have something that I don't have. You remember when I was a little boy? I wanted to be white because I thought y'all were mean as hell. Had all the toys. I'm telling you the truth. All the toys. I found myself trying to, you know, make a bicycle. You know? Boy, that's something. This journey has led me to here. It led me here a long time ago, but I refused to listen. I refused to participate in the process. Because I know since I've been coming to these rooms, and I've been coming over 30-something years, is that we have a lot in common. What works for me may not work for you, but it's somebody here that just like us. We just have to find it. If you keep coming, in time, we will find. I appreciate you all here being here for me. And hopefully I won't say anything negative about somebody today, because the day is not over. And I'm gonna keep coming back. And thank you all for letting me say that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Albert. By the way, Albert, were you going to challenge somebody to a golf game?
Yes. You was telling me about this guy who think he can play.
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
I think his name's Sam.
Sam, I want to just let you know that I'm not the best, but when you play me, I'll be the best you ever see.
Okay. Now, where's Mustang Perry? Oh, there he is. Mr. Mustang Perry will now hand out the chips.
Hey. Hey, everybody, I'm Perry, and I'm an alcoholic. Hey. I'm also an outright mental defective, and one of those people that my parents warned me about. Here at Ridgeview, the Alumni Association has some special chips that we hand out. They're very unique, but that doesn't matter.